Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Keith Engel, Chief Executive Officer at the South African Institute of Tax Professionals, joining us on the line talking about to what extent the South African tax base might be at risk. Professor, good morning. Thanks for speaking to us again. How are you?
Yes, glad to be back.
It is awesome to have you. So let's just talk about the South African tax base. Is it at risk?
Well, it's been at risk for a long time. So when you look at when you talk about the shrinking tax base, if you'll see the reports go back to about 2017, the Zuma errors, what we found was, well, wasn't shrinking. What was happening there was just weren't growing. Then we had the COVID, which actually shrank. And we're trying to get back to where we were about a year ago. But we have a number of problems. We have a very small tax base. We're not growing it, but the population is growing. So the same amount of taxpayers have to carry more and more people who are unemployed. And that's, in a sense, shrinking in that way. And there's another shrinking as well.
And what does that do to the current tax base? Because surely that must just add a tremendous amount of pressure to them.
Yeah, well, the problem is just that you've got bigger and bigger demands because your population is growing, and yet your tax base, well, it's shrunk because of COVID. It hasn't really grown. And when they talk about the shrinking tax base, I guess the question is, it can be two levels of shrinking. It can be one for people immigrating, two, people becoming more and more illegal because they simply can't stay in the system. So what begins to happen is we've got more and more of lopsided situation going on, and then the government needs money to get growth because we need money on infrastructure and other things. So the very ingredients we need for growth we don't have, and the only way to go back is keep going back to a smaller base, which means then you're not going to grow.
Yeah, so how does government encourage that? How do we change that? Because it becomes actually quite a vicious and dangerous cycle.
Yes, I think we are in a vicious and dangerous cycle, and I think, look, the minister and the revenue service are trying hard, but they can't do it alone. Mm. I think the minister has been careful not to keep increasing taxes on legal. So what you saw was on payroll and those, leave it alone. Don't keep asking for more because people simply don't have it. And then by hiring all the people they did at SARS and bringing in Dennis Davis, the answer is the people who are not paying and should be paying, try to bring them into the net. So from a Treasury point of view, that helps. But that isn't enough by itself. And the real problem is we can't get the rest of the government to move to shift our money to more growth-enhancing prospects.
Another aspect, in fact, I was having a conversation with my son about it over the weekend, and we were saying that in South Africa there's almost a silent tax. And what do I mean by that is that we are forced effectively because policing perhaps is not up to standard. We pay for private security, private schooling, private medical aid. We are forced to either buy generators or inverters, perhaps solar. We are actually paying for things that maybe in other countries they wouldn't be paying. Maybe they're paying for some of them, but certainly not all of them. We have this burden on us that, in fact, we would think that our tax money should be going towards. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I agree. I think what you have is, you know, they're trying to keep the GDP, the tax to GDP ratio high. If you look at the basic tax for an individual here, you're finding you're paying a European rate without the European services. That's essentially where you're at.
Right.
And then you get down to the issue of the social contract. Now, everybody understands that the rich need to subsidize the poor. I think it's a pretty grown-up society.
Absolutely.
And I think people understand that. Yeah. But there's a limit. And when people begin to say, look, I'm happy to do some subsidy, but I'm not getting anything in return, there comes a point where that social contract becomes less and less. And then what you see is people bailing out of the system, or you find that they're leaving. And unfortunately, we do see a fair amount of people leaving. Now, it's not a lot, but the base is very small now where the high net worths are. But I'm finding, I don't know about you, but I find about one person in my life disappears a month now.
Yes, we're certainly seeing that. And often the case is that, where they'll look at the comparatively and say, well, I can go and live in such and such a country, and school is provided, and I can be on national health, and I don't need to pay for security. So just like that, you've actually reduced your expenses quite significantly.
Yes, no, it is. Because people say, look, I can't make it anymore. So one time, I think about 15 years ago, South Africa provided a lot of lifestyle benefits.
Right.
Food was cheaper. A lot of things were relatively cheap. And so even though you were paying a high tax, some of these other costs weren't very much. But as those other costs have increased, benefits are not going on the other side, you start asking yourself, what's the trade-off? The other issue for a lot of people is what's the future, and that comes down to growth. You know, when you look at your children and yourself and you say, look, I can't grow anymore, and I'm finding myself under more and more pressure, look, the easiest thing is to immigrate. And the immigration is not just one culture group now, it's the others. And when on the high end, the trade-off just isn't worth it anymore. So that's where they have to be very careful, and I think the minister is aware of that. I'm not sure if all the anti-wealthers are so aware of it, but again, the super wealth, again, is what people want. That's really what they want, but the super wealth you never get. But even there, I think most of them have already taken off their money offshore legally.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we are out of time. Professor Keith Engel, Chief Executive Officer at the South African Institute of Tax Professionals. I really appreciate you chatting to us again. Always interesting to speak to you. It is 8:40.